Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you, Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your bi-weekly couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May the 4th be with you, 2015.
And this is episode 177.
Hey, I got so involved in the 4, I almost said 2014. That's all right.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. Do you know that that phrase was even on the front page of Walmart?
Oh, really?
Walmart, it's not a thing just for, you know, the geeks anymore.
Dude, it is a thing where people are going to, if they can make money off of it, they are going to make money off of it. So before we get started, I want to say amazing thank yous to the folks at Alpha Geek Radio for letting us be able to stream this live via audio and video. You may be looking at a cartoon of Justin and Brian right now and hearing our lovely voices, but be assured that you are listening to the Valentine Cast. I reached out to Nomad to see if we can get that fixed. So just hold tight, you know. And then also want to say a huge thank you to Pretty Lights Music at prettylightsmusic.com for allowing us to use their music for our intro and outro, and also the Andrew Allen Trio, who we utilize their music throughout the show. So just want to take care of some business right at the top and everything, and just want to say hello to those that are listening live. What's going on, Valentavern?
Hey, Valentavern. I hope you all have a drink in your hand.
And who is chilling with us in the Valentavern today?
We have Deniora.
Hi, Deniora.
Deniora?
Yeah, that's Miss Frost.
Ah, Deniora. I'll just say it like that, Deniora.
Yeah.
We have JB Hannah is in the house.
What's going on, JB?
JF DeBoe is here.
What?
Yep, JK Grammer is also here.
Wait a minute, get out of here.
He is here.
Get out of here. JF is in the house?
Yes. And JK is also in the house.
JK in the house.
And Muhogan. And his lovely wife, Zabi.
What is going on?
And Punk Gopher is here.
What's going on, Punk?
And also, I've been told that our good buddy, Serv, is listening via iPad.
What?
So, hey, Serv.
Who's smoking crack? Up in here.
I am smoking crack, but he is here, though.
I got my bear claw ready. I'm going to scratch my back.
That was the best thing during pregnancy.
Man, I've used this more in the past week, and I don't know why. Because
you're itchy.
It's amazing. I think my back is dry. Mm. I may need you to put some lotion in my back.
That sounds like a precursor to sex. Everybody knows that lotion on the back leads to sex.
Oh, speaking of sex, let's go ahead and jump into the weekend wrap up.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh yeah. So most of you are like, oh my gosh, Jay and Renee Greer talk about their sex life, but nah.
Nope, not even close. That was it.
Just wanna say a huge congratulations to Renee. She has earned the title of aunt.
I have.
My sister
had my nephew August on Thursday. So he's super adorable.
He is.
I love him already, and we're seeing him on the 24th of this month. I am so excited.
You always say the 24th, and the 24th is just when Brianna's graduation is.
We're gonna see him the 21st
of
this month, and I'm super excited.
Yep.
And I'm so excited she's going to be a great mom. And yeah, so we're going to drive down to Atlanta to see him.
Yeah, so Brianna's graduating the weekend before Memorial Day. We're going to make it a dual purpose trip. And we're going to go see our nephew and Renee's sister. And we're going to see Brianna walk the stage and graduate. She went to the prom. She went to the senior prom this past week.
Be the dad of somebody who went to prom.
You know, when I FaceTimed down before she was ready to leave, and I was like, who is this woman I am talking to on the screen? You know, it's kind of like, it was just, I don't know. It's surreal in a way. And the funny thing is that my brother sent me some pictures of when Brianna was first born, you know, that we had. And I was looking at myself, and oh my gosh, I look like a big old goober. Bigger than what I am now, you know. I was kind of like, oh my gosh, you know, who is that guy holding that kid kind of deal? But, I mean, it's been a long time. I mean, it's like 18 years, and I have an adult walking the earth.
That's another 18 years, your last. Can you imagine, 18 years from now, Brianna will be 26.
No, she'll be 36. She'll be 36. She'll be your age, Renee.
Watching her little sisters cross.
Renee, she'll be your age.
I can't even fathom.
Renee, wow. That is crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
By the way, Zabi said that her and Moo are going to Moo's son graduation in Atlanta on May 21st.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Wait a minute. What school? I'm curious.
So Dan Niora said there's 18 years between her older sister and me. Do you find that you're an adult now that, you know, you all have a good relationship? Because, you know, it's kind of hard to have a super close relationship. Well, no, because, I mean, it's easy because they're at the age now where they can interact. But, you know,
right,
they really can't talk back to you. Not really.
Well, I don't know. My oldest sister, I mean, I'll be 40 this year, so I think
y'all aren't that far apart, though.
She's like 4 or 5 years.
That's not.
But again, we didn't grow up in the same house, you know, yeah. and all that cool jazz.
Yeah, she said, yeah, they do, but she took care of her when she was little, great at it. But a lot of people thought that she was hers, thought that she was her sister's kid.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, yeah, that's some craziness right there. So congratulations, Renee.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mr. August Ethan is my sixth. Hold on a minute. Jasmine, Jocelyn, Jamar, Jaquez. Jasmine, Justin, Jamar, Jaquez, and then Jasmine had a little girl. Oh, and Jasmine had another girl, and then Jocelyn had a girl. So that's seven. So I have, hold on, I'm doing math. I have five niece or nephews, right?
Right.
And I have three. Is that grand? Is that great? What is that? Or is that just niece and nephews? If they're like my nieces.
I think they count if you're nieces, I think.
Okay, so I have, oh, so it's, I'm a great uncle. I have three. I'm a great uncle to three. So how's that feel?
That's nuts.
That is nuts, man. Thanks, guys. Man, I'm bringing in 40 with a bang. That's what I'm talking about. Boom. Beat that, Renee. Get on it. You got what? 3 years.
I know.
3-4 years. You got four
well,
years.
Well, my sister did get on it. It's not anything I can do about it.
So, one of the things we did this weekend, we actually had some time out, individual timeout. So lately, Renee has been letting me go to the game store. Not letting me.
Chained up in the attic.
I've been going to the game store, you know, because I was feeling guilty if I do go and Renee doesn't get to go anywhere. I went Friday night. I didn't play Friday night Magic, but I went and I played Commander. We played a few games of Commander. I did. And then I came back home. And then the following night, you know, Renee decided, I said, Renee, why don't you go out? You know, go to Target, go shopping, go do something. Because I feel bad, you know? And so she went out. You had a great time.
I did. I went shopping by myself. It was amazing.
Yeah.
That's all I really need. I don't need a lot.
Yeah. And so Commander, so Magic the Gathering has all these playing styles. So I played Standard. I played in a tournament for Standard. I won 1 out of 9, which I was amazed that I did because it was a pre-constructed deck that I was using. But I did go after work on Friday before Commander, and I played a deck that I had built. And I have to say, my red-green deck is pretty aggressive, and I'm a little proud of it a little bit. But, you know, I wasn't going to play any tournaments this time because that's just too long. Commander is more like a multiplayer version of Magic. So you get, so when you build your deck in Magic for a Standard, you can have no more than 4 cards of any type. Except for lands, okay? And then all your mana, you know. So, Commander, you can't have more than 1. So, you have a 100-card deck, and you have a Commander, which can be a legendary creature. And that legendary creature is included in that. So, that's for 1. So, then you have 99 cards, 99 individual cards, and the mana has to match the color of your Commander. And it's really fun. I felt sorry for the people I was playing with because this is my first time playing Commander. And a lot of you know I'm really new to Magic. Well, not really new. I'm new enough to Magic to not know all the cards that these people know. And the courtesies that people do. Like when you're at this game store, when your turn is up, you kind of look at the person, you say, it's your turn, you know.
Oh,
you can go.
Very, very polite.
You can go. You know, I'm done. You let them know you're done. You don't see me, I'm playing. If I stop, that means I'm done. But no, I mean, they say, are you done? I'm like, yes, I'm done, you know. So I'm still getting used to those courtesies and stuff like that. But I felt bad because there was one guy that had a trolley deck. It's a controller deck, and he was kind of a troll. And he wasn't a troll. It wasn't bad. But the guy that I was with, he had to suffer some of the stuff I was doing. And me trying to be fair instead of not trying to gang up on anyone, which we totally should have ganged up on this guy because he had a deck that was just, he wiped our board clean like 3 times. And then cleared all our monsters out. I had like 5 copies of 1 monster, and it was just a lot that, you know, I could have done. So I'll probably play Commander again. I think that may be one of my favorite play styles. So we'll see how
it
goes.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I mean, they can be, the games are longer. So, but again, I mean, it is fun. And then also last week, I got tired of, a lot of you don't see what I have going on or what I had going on my side of the office. I had boxes and boxes and stacks of miniatures, paint, mobile devices, office equipment. I had all this going on my side of the room, and I was getting claustrophobic. And I worked from home, and it was just really, 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 I think it was really affecting my mentality. I think I was getting a little depressed a little bit, to be perfectly honest about it. I think that was really bothering me a lot.
I think you needed to free your mind.
Yeah, because it was like, that was just all so much clutter there, and it was just
That's
really
what clutter
bothering
can
me.
Do. Clutter can really bother you. That's why, you know.
So yeah. What I did, I took some time last week. I did one massive ass haul over on my side of the room. I put up a new rack, a four-chef rack, this, a metal rack. No, I put that together, put my TV there. I organized all my miniatures. I have my miniatures sitting on shelves. I have the audio video stuff sitting up on the shelf where we can watch TV, play PS4, you know, a whole host of things that I can do. And then behind me, I have a little work area behind me to do painting. So I've started painting again since January. So I finally painted a. I haven't finished this, so I painted a Land Raider.
I like it.
That I had picked up. I'm not finished yet, so I'm gonna say I'm not finished yet. So I got my Land Raider. I've been painting him. I need to put the rest of the guns on and everything else. Then I touched up on. I need to finish this one because I painted the exhaust, and I need to do the exhaust on the other side as well. Part of me I have thought about not doing it, but I'm going to. So I've been doing a little cleanup, feeling a little bit better. I'm excited. I'm going to be doing some more painting. I'm really excited.
So do you think they'll be coming to a point where you're done? Mm-hmm. Do you think there'd be a point where you're done?
Yeah, I mean, I have some Space Marines I need to paint. I have a few squads of those that I need to paint. I need to put together some Terminators. I have to put those together. I have to put together Darkwing Striker, and I got a couple of bikes to put together. So I have a few to have a little bit that I need to. Put together for sure. So, and then even on that, I have my dwarves that I got for Christmas. I have to paint those from Reaper Minis. So I have enough to paint, and JF, he sent me some dwarves to paint, so I have a little bit to do. So but I do it when I can. I'm not in any rush, I guess I should say, to get that stuff done. So
And I want to say hi to Salmonatrix. She is on the Twitch TV.
Oh, what's going on, Sam?
Hey, Sam.
Huh. I'm glad you checked that, you know. I wonder, she doesn't know about she probably doesn't know about the chat room. You know?
We have a chat room.
Yeah, so it's fun. I think one of the things that I learned, because I waited from January until now, I messed up my mixtures, so some of my Land Raider came out a little bit darker than I wanted. But you know what? I think I'm gonna start writing my recipes down. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to have a book with recipes. You know, I'm a bad, you know, painter. So
that's pretty awesome, though. A recipe book.
All right, so. Enough talking of the week and stuff like that. So let's jump into a little bit of tech.
Tech, 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 technology.
Speaking of tech, I wonder if it's been fixed. Do you think it's been fixed? I don't know if it's been fixed. But anyway, I made a couple of purchases the past week or two for the camera. I picked up a Photassi. Photassi. Renee hates the spelling of this. I picked up an LCD hood for
You sure it's not Photassi?
Photassi? I don't know. Photassy.
Like photographic and fantasy.
Sure. Photassi.
Photassi. I mean, I'm just saying what it probably is.
Photassi LCD hood for my Sony NEX because I don't have a viewfinder. Well, I can buy a viewfinder, but I'm not going to spend $200 to put a viewfinder on my camera. So I bought an LCD hood, so when I'm outside taking pictures, I have some blockage going on so that I can shade the LCD. And
it's not good to have blockage, though.
I know. It's not good. Especially if you're pumping, so. or if you got poop, too, so.
It's just. Yeah. Blockage is never good. The blockage
isn't good unless. Is beta blockers? Beta blockers are good, right? Beta blockers are good. Boom, there you go. So I bought an LCD hood, and also I bought a manual 35mm lens for my camera as well. And did I talk about this last time? I don't know.
Check with the lens or not.
But I'm really enjoying it. I'm getting a lot of bokeh with it.
bokeh. I don't even know what that means.
But. You know, like when someone takes a profile picture and you know how it's fuzzy. You know how like when I took that picture of Zoe today and you can just barely, you see Maya in the background, but it's really faded out. Mm-hmm. But you knew it was Maya and you know she was throwing a fit.
Yeah.
So, but if somebody looks at that, they're just going to see some fuzzy colors back there. That's bokeh. The fuzziness behind, you know.
Okay.
That whole light thing, like if you focus in on somebody and the light looks really big and not crisp. And I am, me being who I am, I haven't, I'm not saying the correct terminology. So,
okay.
So it's perfectly okay, you know. But anyway, so JF told me, you know, I can keep these recipes. I can put these recipes on my phone. He has a valid point. I could keep them on my phone.
No, but it's so old school just to create a book.
I know, man. I'm trying to go old school. I'm trying to do the pen and paper, create a character D&D, rolling the dice type thing. I'm not trying to do all this electronic stuff. You know, I'm about to be 40 and stuff. But I should see, and Denora made a point. You can't put paint samples on the phone. Like you can put the little dot there and say, this color was 20 drops of Reaper leather brown and 10 drops of pure white.
Mm.
You know, that type of stuff. So
makes sense.
Yeah. So, and that's what I'm thinking about going back and painting. I'm going to have to go back and paint some of these because, I mean, I know what the recipes are now, but I don't know what they were back then. I mean, to be honest, I was winging it. To be honest, that's what I've been doing. So, but anyway, let's go ahead and jump into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So, we haven't watched any movies. Well, I haven't watched any movies. But Renee has.
I have. I guess I could talk about the movies first.
Well, no, we have. Sure.
Or we just go through like it is.
Okay.
Let's talk about Daredevil.
All right. So Renee and I, we had stopped on like episode 3 of Daredevil, and not because it's not good, just because of time. So this weekend we decided to start back watching Daredevil, and we got in episode 4. And we finally saw, I think I saw what people were attempting to spoil. Not spoil on purpose, but we saw what happened. The memorable moment of the show, one of the shows. So it was like, okay then. I mean, that lasted for like, it lasted for a long time. Didn't it?
Yeah. It felt like 5 minutes.
It did. It was kind of like, all right. Okay. We get the point. Okay. All right.
More?
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh. You can finish.
But I think it set the stage.
Oh, though. My goodness. It was crazy that, and whatnot. So, you know. We were, yeah, that was nuts. I was just saying, that was nuts.
Yeah, but I'm liking it. I like the darkness. I like that stuff's coming out on Netflix like that. So it's good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it
definitely. And we watched a bit. So since the big happening on Grey's Anatomy, which you know we're two and a half seasons behind. And we talked about this last show, but Renee and I have started. We're going to watch 2 episodes a week. So, a great anatomy to catch up. Renee has been spoiled. You were spoiled by... Who are you spoiled by?
I was spoiled.
Oh, you were spoiled by Facebook News.
Facebook Trending spoiled me.
Facebook Trending spoiled Renee.
Whatever, people.
But the funny thing is, if she hadn't been spoiled by Facebook, she would have been spoiled by what TV show were we watching, and they said something about it. They said, and it was on the commercial. We were watching something.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Blackish. We were watching
one of these doctors. Something will not be here. I'm like, okay, well, whatever, y'all.
So, no, that was the one that, well, now so-and-so's gone.
Yeah.
You know, they actually said it. And it's
they
like,
actually said a name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was kind of like, all right, then. All right, cool. It's out. We watched Mad Men. Don is
There's
crazy.
Like two more episodes left.
One more?
Okay.
Yeah, it's one more. Yeah. So I think the finale is tomorrow, next week. I think that's right. But we watched that. Peggy's amazing. Peggy's amazing, babe. You have to admit.
I do love Peggy.
Yeah.
Peggy's great. She's not my favorite character, but Peggy's great.
Who's your favorite character?
Joan.
Really? Yeah, I'm pretty sure this was the next to last episode, because the reason I say that is because of what happened with Joan. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, from what I'm seeing here, next week is episode 13, and it is called the Milk and Honey Route. Root, whichever one you want to say. So, yeah, this is the finale. And I'm going to say it here. If they end this with Don Draper jumping out the window, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah, that'll be a little bit too on the nose.
I'm going to like, okay, really? That was y'all's idea the whole time with the whole credits and everything else? Oh, goodness gracious. Really? That's not acceptable. That's not an acceptable ending for me. Okay?
So you refuse to accept that. You might have to accept it.
That is horrible. That is horrible. And I will hate Mad Men forever.
But, yeah. So, I mean, I'm enjoying it. And plus, looking at Tom and Lorenzo's analysis.
So you still reading Tom and Lorenzo?
I started back not too long ago.
Okay. Well, cool.
But it's not too bad.
Yeah. I know. Is there an ending that you would not accept or would really annoy you?
Everybody dying?
What about everyone is dead and this was just purgatory?
Yeah, that too. All that.
So everybody dying, or so no suicide cult thing, or no everyone's already dead and this is just purgatory. Okay. Those are not acceptable endings for Renee. So you've been watching movies.
I have been watching a lot of movies.
Because you finished Lost, right?
Yes, but I did finish some shows. I can tell you the shows I finished. I finished Black Mirror, which is good. You might like Black Mirror.
Why?
It's like Twilight Zone. You know how the episodes were individualized?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. So
okay.
I think you might like Black Mirror.
All right. I'll put that on my list.
It has to, and it has to do with technology.
Okay.
Where, you know, Tales from the Crypt was more like horror, kind of scary stuff. This is more technology stuff.
Okay.
But it's pretty good. But they all have that like kind of chilling thing.
It's like, oh my god, that could happen to me.
Kind of. I don't know. I think it's good.
Kind of freaked me out.
You should check it out. The first one. If you do watch it in order, you really don't have to. You can watch any of them because they don't relate to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one, if you do watch the first one first, don't let that one determine the rest of them for you. Put it that way.
Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, okay, fine, whatever. Do that.
All right.
I think that's all the. Oh, and Bloodline is a Netflix original. It stars the head coach from Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm.
He's in it. It's more of a whodunit type thing.
Okay.
And so watch those. And then the movies I watched were Frequencies. It was a recommendal from Nicole Spagnuolo on TMS. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. It's a little out there.
Okay.
It was okay.
Okay.
I watched They Came Together, which is kind of funny, starring Amy Poehler and Paul Rudd, and it has a lot of people from the shows you watch, like Parks and Rec and Saturday Night Live and stuff like that. But it is a parody of the rom-com.
Okay.
It's a very obvious parody. It's kind of funny.
Okay. So it's like that little dog show thing parody?
No, even more parody-ish than that.
Like, okay.
It's totally making fun of the genre. And I finished And So It Goes, which is a movie about old people falling in love. It's one of those, I feel like it should be a genre, old people falling in love. You know those movies where they're older. It stars Diane Keaton and...
No, Diane Keaton's awesome.
She is awesome.
Diane Keaton, you know, I had a crush on Diane Keaton as a kid.
She's a very, very attractive lady.
And I have, you know,
Michael
what?
Michael Douglas. Let me see and real Diane quick. Keaton.
Let me see real quick. Let me see.
It's never too late genre. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a great
I hate, one. And I feel bad. I still think she's sexy. You know, but is that bad?
No. It's not bad to find. why is it bad to find an older lady sexy?
I was just saying. I didn't know
it's
if
not
it's bad
at all. I think it's amazing.
You know.
Mahogany couldn't do Black Mirror. Yeah. It can. Yeah. Yeah, I want people to watch it, but skip the first one, but go back and watch the first one.
Why?
Because the first one will put people off. If you watch the first one, you'll see why it would put people off. But so yeah, the never too late drama, the never too late genre.
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes. But it wasn't too bad. It was cool. It wasn't anything spectacular, but.
And there was one thing that we found out last week that we had no idea was out there, but Nicole has made a site. It's recommendals.com, and she keeps it up to date with her recommendals. And I was like, oh my God, how do we not know about this? So definitely. And she has a Twitter account. So go out and check out recommendals.com. I mean, if you get to forget to write it down, or forget to add it to your list, hit that site up, man. I was like, that's awesome, Nicole. Thanks for doing that. So it's almost like a big list of things you can watch. So yeah, definitely. Was that your last movie?
Yeah, that's all I have. You have stuff on there. You have
So I've been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
I started that back up. We decided to. I'm gonna decide to go ahead and start watching that as well. Whoops, that's a little loud. That's a little loud, isn't it?
A little bit.
There we go. Watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I finished the first season of House, and man, the ending of the first season of House, I was not expecting it. It was like, oh my gosh, you know. To the point, I love House. So I'm going to finish up the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I'm almost there. And then I'm going to go back and watch a little bit of House. Then I'm going to watch a little bit of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I'm going to kind of go back and forth on those because, I mean, House is just amazing and stuff like that. Game of Thrones this past weekend. I have a email that I was going to hold off to read, but I have an email here from Mr. Feisty, and he said, hi. He said, haven't emailed in a while, but I saw this article right after listening to your latest show, and thought it seemed relevant. Enjoy. And I'm going to add the link here into the chat room, and the chat, it is talking about Outlander. They did something radical again on their show, and you know what they did?
What?
They showed man penis,
right,
in the act of sex.
Yeah, that's not common.
And he thought it was so.
Why do you say man penis? Why do you say this?
Because, babe, American Pharoah's penis was on TV.
No, babe, when you say penis, I think people assume that it's a human.
Because I want to say man penis.
Say human penis.
Okay. Human penis.
I don't understand why it's man penis. I'm so confused. We already went through this before. I don't understand.
I don't understand why you feel like we need to talk about it again, then.
Because he keeps saying it.
Oh, I didn't know we were having that conversation for me to stop saying it. I thought it was just me us having a conversation about it.
You don't have to say it, but every time you say it, it blows my mind that you have to say it. That'd be like it was a woman vagina or woman breasts.
Woman vagina just doesn't sound right.
Or woman nose.
That's just...
Woman eyes. No. Man eyes. Man hair.
No, it's got to be...
Man mustache.
The first word has to be one syllable.
Man nose.
Yeah.
So, do you say the man nose?
Sure, why not?
I need to wipe my man nose.
Why not?
I have boogers in my man nose.
My man hands. People talk about man hands.
That just means large hands when you say man hands.
Okay, man penis then.
What does that mean?
It's man penis.
Does it mean anything?
But anyway.
Okay, I'm not talking about penis again.
Anyway.
This week.
Outlander actually showed penis. And there was a big article, HuffPost about it. So, it was... It was a good read. Thanks, Johnny, for showing that. And also, let me say, on Game of Thrones, they must listen to the show, or they knew we were going to have this conversation last week, and they actually showed two penises on the show, didn't they not?
Yeah.
Okay, are you satisfied?
Yeah, sure.
What do you mean? Sure. You should be happy. You should be like, it's about damn time we get penis on TV.
Okay. I mean, I'm not celebrating. I mean, it's fine. Penis is... nudity is fine. It should... I hate in this country it's a taboo thing. Other countries it's not so taboo.
No, I'm not even talking about it being taboo. I'm just talking about the fact you complained about there was not enough penis on TV.
I didn't say there was not enough I did not say that.
You said, what did you say?
I did not say it's not enough penis. I just said that it's a, what's the word? It's not balanced.
Okay, so there needs to be more man penis. There needs to be more penis on the show. Right?
Not what I said. Okay.
But is that what you're saying,
though? No. Man, I'm not
more
saying
penis
that.
Or less boobs?
I'm not talking about this.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so Game of Thrones, it was good. really excited about it. Apparently talking about penis is taboo to Renee.
No, because I think it's the way you say penis. Like, it's like, I don't know. You say it like it's like crazy word.
What? No, I'm not saying penis.
I'm just saying the way, okay. It reminds me of Scott Dotson when he says, a vagina.
Really?
It's not that extreme.
Really?
It's not that extreme.
Okay.
But
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. So DC Dice Masters, a lot of folks know I play Dice Masters. That came out last week. There's a lot of hype about Dice Masters, and the DC version came out. And so I picked up the collectors and the starter kit. So I'm really excited about that. And then I'm here. We're in media, and let's talk a little bit because we have our good friend JF here in the show, and one of the things that we're going to talk about is his book. We talked about his book, The Life Engineer.
Right.
You've read it. I'm halfway through it. I'm a slow reader. I say that all the time. I have like 3 books that have bookmarks in them, and I need to go back and read them, and I do eventually, and I'm enjoying it immensely. Renee enjoyed it, but JF is doing there's an Inkshare campaign, and JF is a part of that campaign where he is going to need your help, and we want to support him in doing this. So basically, here's how you can help. Okay, you can go out to Inkshare.com and sign up for an account. This is where you can pre-order his book. And if he gets in the top 5, he will have a chance to work with an editor and other authors. He's going to be able to get his book published. He's going to be it's already published, but he's going to have a broader audience that he's going to be able to reach. And we want to support him in this. I know I do. But I know he's probably like, well, why haven't you pre-ordered my book yet, JJ? And I'm like, because I like seeing you sweat, JF, because it makes you work. It makes you work because I believe in you. You're doing great, man. So go out to inkshare.com. And here's the steps. I'm going to read as he wrote it. Step one, go to inkshare.com and sign up for an account. InkShares is a crowdfunding and book publishing platform, kind of like Kickstarter and Indiegogo. But instead of just collecting funds on your behalf and then cutting you a check and wishing you luck, InkShare will just straight up publish your book. Yes, he said straight up publish your book if you reach your goal. That is to say that they'll market, print, distribute, edit, and do all the things a traditional publisher does. The only difference is that they don't put themselves in a position to judge if your book is worth publishing. They let the general public decide, hence the pre-orders. Then step two, after you sign up, wait 5 minutes. You'll get an email from InkShares that will give you a $5 credit to your account. Then you go to the book page for JF, which is inkshares.com/projects/the-life-engineered, or search for Life Engineered, and use the recommended function at the end of the chapter 2 sample to share the book on social media. This will grant you another $5 credit. Use those credits to order the book for free. Free, guys. You get a free book. Then you go on step 5, rejoice in having gotten free stuff. In short, here's the TLDR version. Sign up, share, get free book. He says, thanks, guys, and take care of yourselves and your girls. That's right. He had to tell you to take care of yourself, Renee, and the girls.
Okay, I will.
You promise. Do that. You do that. You hear me?
Okay.
Promise. So it's real easy. It really is easy. So you just go out to inkshares.com. And you want to sign up. And then once you're there, and it's really easy to find JF's book because it's a sci-fi. So I'm going to do it now. I'm going out to inkshares.com, right? And when I'm out there, I see up in the top corner up there, I see where you can sign up. I'm going to click that sign up button. And then I'm going to hit my Facebook button because you know what? I don't care. I don't care if they know I have a Facebook account. You know what? Because I'm lazy. I don't have to remember my password. So I hit sign up. I click the Facebook button. I give it permission to my account. I wait. I have $5. Boom. All right. Then I'm out there. I'm going to go to science fiction, which is real quick. And I'm going to browse all the books. And then I'm going to see this awesome book with a robot on the front, an Android or whatever. I don't want to spoil it for anyone. I'm not going to spoil it.
Spoiler.
And I'm gonna see JL's beautiful face, you know, out there, his headshot. And I'm gonna be able to pre-order a book. But before I even do that, I'm gonna read the chapter 2. And at the end, I'm gonna recommend it to some folks and wait for my credit to come through. So it's not really complicated. But so yeah, go support him. And everything. Go check it out. So that's inkshares.com. I wish that I had a link. I don't even know where my referral link is because I was trying to give to y'all so I can rope y'all into using my referral link so I can have all the monies and stuff like that. So all right. Well, cool. We'll have the info out there for you all. And we're gonna be tasting some food today. I almost forgot. Are you excited?
I am.
The fridge is not prepared!
Yeah. All right, so here's the thing. Renee has heard amazing things about... how you say this, babe?
Speculoos.
Cookie butter. This is Trader Joe's cookie butter.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you've heard great things about this.
I have heard amazing things.
So it says a deliciously unusual spread, reminiscent of gingerbread and made with crushed biscuits. So, all you have to do is taste it to understand, babe. Spread on pancakes or waffles, peanut butter and cookie butter sandwiches, serve on ice cream, dip pretzels or celery. What do you do with something this delicious? Do not refrigerate, of course.
You're yep. I have the regular Speculoos cookie butter.
Uh-huh.
Jay has the crunchy Speculoos cookie butter.
And, you know, I was really debating if I should get the crunchy because I was like, Renee doesn't like crunchy peanut butter.
But this is not, but that's because it has peanuts in it.
Right.
And this is not something I'm going to be spreading on bread, probably.
Really? You're not going to make a peanut butter and cookie sandwich?
Let me see.
So Renee is taking the first bite of cookie butter, and I'm watching her face right now, I'm curious.
It's really good. It's really, really sweet.
Is it really sweet like,
not as sweet as Nutella.
Not as sweet as Nutella?
Nope. I wish I hadn't drunk all my water, but.
Really? Is that bad?
No, I didn't say it's bad. Try it. It's good.
That's crazy.
Isn't it good? It's like gingerbread cookies.
Wow.
You like the crunchy?
That is interesting.
Interesting or good?
That's good.
All right, let me try this.
You may not like it. It may hurt your teeth a little bit. So what'd you think?
It's really good, actually.
That one's really good.
Which one you like better?
Well, I haven't had this one yet. So you probably like that one better, don't you?
I like the crunchy better because it has the pieces of cookie in it. They're both the same product, just one has crushed cookies in it and one doesn't.
Wow. This is crazy. This is dangerous.
Get another spoonful while I'm podcasting.
So, okay.
Good?
Man, that was yummy.
See, I would just walk by and get a spoonful on my way to bed or something.
So this was our try this. We haven't had a try this since we had popcorn from Punk Gopher.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Oh, speaking of.
Shoot. I thought my trash can was right behind me, but I cleaned up, and it's actually just over
so
here,
crazy.
Not where I can just throw it over my shoulder like
you're nuts,
Dr. J.
Actually, Punk Gopher, I found some popcorn that you gave us that I forgot about.
So yeah,
that was hilarious.
And
but
we were
it was
like,
still good.
We was like, more popcorn. So yeah. All right, that was been Try This, brought to you by Trader Joe's. Crunchy cookie butter. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Let's go ahead and talk with Mr. Feisty a little bit.
Odds and ends.
All right. Before we get into birthdays, we are going to let you all know. You know, it's at the top of the hour. We did call ourselves the we call ourselves the bi-weekly couple. Reason being is that as of today, Valentine Cast is going to be bi-weekly. We're going to go every other week. So, you know, just I think with where our lives are right now, that we're going to go bi-weekly.
I like doing the show, but I think it's just the best thing.
Well, it's not a but. It's just you like doing the show, and that's just what we need right now. You know, that's just where we are. I know sometimes I feel bad that we don't have a lot to talk about. You know,
my life is pretty boring now, guys.
But you know, we can always talk about the kids and stuff. I mean, but we are going bi-weekly, starting today. So we won't be here next Monday, but we'll be here the Monday after. And then when our lives kind of get a little bit more active, this could just be a summer thing. We don't know, but we're not pod fading. I promise.
We are not pod fading.
We love doing the show.
What's our next thing? We are going to once a month. Sorry.
We're going to once a month, guys. Sorry.
No, we're not.
And we didn't want to miss this week. We didn't want to start next week because that means we know we can't do it on the 25th, which is Memorial Day, because we'll be down in Atlanta or coming from there, and we will be wore out. So that is why we're here today. We're going bi-weekly. I think that's probably the best to fit our schedule in and stuff like that. So, that frees us up to do other stuff. Spend some time with one another. Maybe close our eyes for a minute during this time. You never know what all we'll do. So let's talk about birthdays.
We have some birthdays up in the house.
Whoop whoop. So
Steve Fugit.
Yep, that's a coworker of mine. He's my project manager on the big one that I'm doing.
Yep. Happy birthday, Steve. His birthday is today.
Yep. And also today is Jeremy Logan.
Happy birthday, Jeremy Logan.
And then also we have Larkin Macbeth.
Happy birthday, Larkin.
With that cute baby, y'all.
I know. Baby's so cute.
And tomorrow we have... Who we have tomorrow?
We have Cassie Bell. I have known her since I was really little.
And we have Sean Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow we also have J.K. Grammer.
Woo! J.K.
Professor. His birthday's tomorrow, man. So return of the 5th.
So you know what we got to do.
His birthday is not today. He got it last year.
It doesn't matter. No, if it's that week.
God.
If your birthday is in the week, now it'll be the 2 weeks. Now we're bi-weekly of the podcast.
You better be glad Renee likes you, JK.
Sing happy birthday live on air.
All right.
So cool. JK is here. So
JK's here. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, JK.
Woo, JK. Birthday's tomorrow.
Man penis. And then...
Tyra, I've known her since I was little. Her birthday is on the 6th.
Why did Google make my 5-6 a fraction?
Because Google does that. Good luck trying to get them not to make it a fraction.
Stop. There we go.
What, do you just space afterwards?
You put a space and you gotta go back. All right. And then Mike Schramm, his birthday is on the 6th as well. On the 9th.
Paula Ingram, that's my cousin. Her birthday's on the 9th.
Happy birthday, Paula. And then on the 9th, Mitzulu Nation. His birthday is on the 9th.
Oh, happy birthday, Mitzula.
And then also on the 9th is the girls will be 10 months old. So
that's nuts.
That is nuts. That is nuts.
We're going to do their 10-month picture.
Yeah,
I had it all set up where I thought I was going to do every month. I was going to do something cool, like with the theme. That stopped.
Man, you say that for the year birthdays, babe. How about that? Let's do that. You know, you weren't doing the cheap thing of just saying, I'm going to put a chalkboard up. I'm going to get some blocks and put by their head.
I don't even do that.
Speaking of the girls, they are on the move.
They are crawling. Like crazy.
Zoe is cruising. She is pulling up and she is walking along furniture.
Yep, she's cruising, man. It's crazy.
So it's kind of nuts, you know, here in the house. They're crawling over us. They love the dog bed, which is horrible. They want to lay on it. So I made a dog bed for them of blankets. And it works sometimes, but then sometimes they want to go lay on the dog bed, which
it's gross. Know. But okay. Hey, I tried to look.
That's
take
fine.
This from me.
No. Renee's getting another thing, a spoonful of cookie butter.
I'm done.
And then when you guys, if you haven't done it yet, InkShares, InkShares.com. Sign up. Search for The Life Engineered. Wait for your email. Get your $5 credit. Pre-order that book. Yeah. So help JF out, you know. I like seeing him sweat, though. But don't hold off. Go ahead and do it. I'll need to go out there and do it here. So I can just, I don't know. Maybe I'll wait. But they did come today. I guess I have to pre-order. But anyway, if you want to reach us by email, like Johnny did, and as well as JF, you can do so by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at ValentineCast. The podcast Twitter feed is The Valentine Cast, as well as the Facebook page. You can call us if you want to. You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278.
Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, and my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Thank you all for being patient. Thank you all for watching. Sorry for the folks in the Valent Tavern for seeing Tom's face and then Justin and Brian's face and not seeing our beautiful faces, but we'll have this up on YouTube. YouTube.com/ValentineCast. That's where we'll be. Have a great week. May the 4th be with you. Return of the 5th. And all that craziness. You know what I'm saying? Man, penises, and boobs. Boom. Valent Tavern. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for showing up. Denora, Ice Flow, that's you. JB Hanna, JF DeVoe, JK Grammer, Moo Hogan, Punk Gopher, Zobby. Love you guys.
Chitoni, Seminatrix, Soda Bubblies, and Serve.
What's up? Yeah. Love you guys. Bye. Thanks for showing up. Being here.
Love you guys.
Peace.
Is Alpha Geek Radio.
You just say it because you know it annoys me.
It's okay.